there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Libby, and I have with me Sheena Barnett, our fabulous blog writer.
Hello.
We're so happy to have you. So many things happening at Graceland. Elvis Week is just around the corner. I know I say that all the time, but once summertime hits, it really is.
It's just a few weeks away. It's starting to get a little stressful because I'm like, oh gosh, am I ready? But I'm ready. I'm getting there. I'm ready.
That's right. Well, it's the 39th year to mark Elvis's passing, and you know, next year is going to be the 40th anniversary, and we know it's going to be a big deal. So to make it even bigger, we know the best way to do Elvis Week is to stay at the guest house.
Right, and the guest house at Graceland will be open for the first Elvis Week next year, or for the first time for Elvis Week, you know what
right,
I'm saying.
Right,
yeah,
next
and
year.
So everyone has been asking for months when they can book their stay for Elvis Week 2017, and we finally have an answer. That is Saturday, August 13th is when you'll be able to make your reservations.
Yeah, so book your stay for next year's Elvis Week at this year's Elvis Week.
Right.
Yeah, so absolutely. It starts August 13th. That's a Saturday at 10 a.m., and I believe you can do it three ways. You can do it online, over the phone, or in person at the Elvis Week main stage from 10 to 12 noon every day. Be sure to check it out and come to Graceland in Memphis.
Yeah, and if you go to graceland.com, you'll find a link to book your room online, or if you need the phone number, that's also online.
Yeah, and it's the only way to do Elvis Week. And speaking of the only way to do Elvis Week, a big must is the Elvis Week app.
Yes, the Elvis Week app
is crucial.
It's out. It's free. The awesome thing about the Elvis Week app is that it has everything. Not only does it have the schedule of events and the list of guests and special offers.
Weather updates.
And then there's also a candle, if you need a candle for a candlelight vigil.
Yeah, don't
which
get
is
that.
So cool.
Yeah, don't
yeah.
get the hot wax dripping on yeah. you in the August heat at night. We can't see where the wax is going. You got to be there at the candlelight vigil so you can have your digital candle with you at the app. It's free, like you said.
It is free.
iTunes for iPhones and the Google Play for Android phones.
Right.
And if you have the app from last year, just download the new update and you'll be good.
Yeah, it'll automatically update when it's ready, and mine has already updated, so it's ready to roll.
Yeah, and it's helpful no matter how many times you've been to Graceland.
Right.
And no matter how many times you've been to Elvis Week.
Right.
And so you have a new blog coming out about some new things for Elvis Week.
Well, I think the cool thing about Elvis Week is whether you're an Elvis Week veteran and you've been, say, 10 times,
yeah.
or if this is your first Elvis Week, there may be some things you don't know about Elvis Week.
Yeah.
So that's our new blog, is 10 Things You Might Not Know About Elvis Week. It covers everything from our Elvis Tribute Artist Competition to the amazing tributes that fans set up on
Elvis
Presley Boulevard.
Yeah.
To where our guests are from that week. We have guests from all over the world, and if you read a list of just a few of the countries, it's a little mind-boggling.
Yeah.
So there are all kinds of really cool things to know on the blog. There's some really cute pictures. There's an especially cute picture of a baby in a little Jailhouse Rock outfit.
Aww.
That was one of my favorites to put on there. If you go to blog.graceland.com, it's all right there.
Yeah, so make sure you read it, check it out, and tell us if we missed anything. If you've
right.
got some hidden hints, if you're a veteran, you've been here 15 years, then let us know, and you can tell us in the comments. We've also got some sad news to report. Elvis guitar player and for some time manager Scotty Moore passed away last week. We heard the news. Scotty met Elvis and bass player Bill Black in July of 1954 at the request of Sam Phillips. It was a historic meeting. The trio recorded That's All Right, and many historians called it the Big Bang of rock and roll. So many hits from that duo.
So many hits. And the cool thing is that he played with Elvis for so long. I think one thing that's really cool to see him in is the comeback special from 68. It's just so cool to see them sort of sitting there and playing and thinking about all the history these two guys made together.
Yeah. Priscilla Presley said, Elvis loved Scotty dearly and treasured those amazing years together, both in the studio and on the road. Scotty was an amazing musician and a legend in his own right. The incredible music Scotty and Elvis made together will live forever and influence generations to come. Speaking of the music, you can listen to some of Scotty Moore's music on Graceland.com. But before we wrap up this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast, let's listen to one of his latest interviews.
October 13th, 1993, we are talking to Scotty Moore. Thank you very much for virtual Graceland, a production of Crunch Media. Scotty, I know our time's limited, so I'd like to hop right back to the beginning and I guess you met Elvis for the first time in the studio?
No, met him at my house. I had been working pretty close with Sam. I had a country western band, and Sam was experimenting, looking for, you know, anything to sell records, and he did one with us, and I think with all our kinfolks and everything, we sold maybe 20 records, you know, one of those things. But anyway, we became friends, and he was, like I said, looking, and I would go down and have coffee with him just about every day. And one day, his secretary mentioned, I would, you know, just talk about the business in general, who's got hit records now, and styles and so forth. And his secretary mentioned one day, said, Sam, so what about that boy was in here a year ago and did that acetate for his mother? And Sam said, yes, the best I remember, it seemed like he had a pretty good voice. Well, that's all I needed. Every next couple of weeks, I said, did you call that boy yet? You know, did you talk to him? No. I said, fine. One day he told me, and said, go dig it out of the file, and turned to me and said, good Scott, call him, and said, get him, come over to your house and, you know, get him some sing some things, see what you think. And I did. I called him. I best I remember, it seems like that was on a Saturday. And anyway, I called him, told him who I was working in conjunction with Sam and Sun Records, and would he be interested maybe in auditioning, you know, possibly for a record contract? And he said, well, I guess so. I don't know. You know, just he came over on a Sunday and spent a couple of hours sang everything in the world. I mean, just seemed like he knew every song that had ever been out. Billy Eckstein, Eddie Arnold, just the whole gamut, rhythm and blues stuff. You just, I don't think you'd name a song that he didn't know the most of it. And Bill Black, the bass player who worked with me in the other group, lived on the same street. He came down for a few minutes and left, and after Elvis left, well, Bill came back down, and I asked Bill, I said, what'd you think? He said, oh, all right. I said, didn't knock me out. I said, well, I kind of basically the same. I said, he had a good voice, sang in tune, kept time well, and, you know, those things. So I called Sam, totally related the same thing to him, and I said, you know, just a matter of getting the right song arrangement or, you know, whatever, might be a shot. And he said, well, I'll call him, get him to come into the studio, and so just you and Bill come in, so we don't need the whole band. All I need is just a little, some kind of little music behind it, just see what he sounds like on tape. And tape was fairly new, you know, along that time. So that's where we it all started. Then we went into the studio, and just again, somebody would name a song and we would go through it or something. Sam put some of them on tape, which have been released. They were released later. Two comes to mind: Harbor Lights and Blue Moon. And if you listen to them, and knowing the exact story, you can tell that they're that we're just experimenting. We're just goofing around. Bill and myself were just playing. We didn't know the songs hardly anyway, and just something to make a little noise. And later, after we actually started cutting some records, I know Sam put some things on tape, and we probably listened to them. And then he probably just went back over and erased them. And I've said many times, I bet he'd wish he recorded everything in the world. But it's strange that only those very early things is the ones he kept.
It's so great to hear from Scotty. He played such an important role in the life of Elvis and in his fans, and he'll sincerely be missed.
Yeah, we're definitely going to miss Scotty, so it was great to hear him one more time. So thanks for tuning in, you guys, and we look forward to bringing you the news again soon. In the meantime, please go over to Graceland.com, where you can find the latest on Elvis Week and all the latest news from Graceland.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye.